All right, let's talk about this patient by the name of Ricky Wingate, RICKYWINGATE, 65-year-old gentleman with right-sided MCA infarct on June 8th of 2020-25. Was admitted has been brought home now after his long stay at the hospital and rehab. Family does not feel like he would benefit from further treatment and evaluation, and has been evaluated. He's now being evaluated for end of life care. Period. He has a history of hypertension, diabetes, congestive heart failure. Found to have left-sided weakness, confusion. After wellness examination at Memorial Hermann Hospital in the Heights on June 8th, imaging showed a large right-sided MCA infarct with midline shift. He was outside the window for TNK. He was transferred to a higher level of care. Neurosurgery, underwent decompressive right hemicraniotomy. His hospital course was complicated by myocardial ischemia. Cardiology was consulted, ordered a CT. Cardiac CT, then cardiac MRI, but it could not be done with this complicated history. He also had respiratory failure, leukocytosis, pneumonia, secondary to aspiration. He was placed, a nasogastric tube was placed, he was fed. The source of stroke was thought to be cardioembolic in nature. Let's see, medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, congestive heart failure, surgery, none prior to this recent illness. His current assessment includes right midline SMID, right middle cerebral artery infarction, left hemiplegia, intracranial edema, cognitive deficit, behavioral issues, left neglect, gait abnormality, spasticity. Neurogenic bladder, neurogenic bowels, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic systolic heart failure, pneumonia, malnutrition, visual defect, dyskinesis, dysphagia, chronic aspiration. Patient originally was a first responder, was married to Bernadette, who's his ex-wife, and now, but she's taking care of him. They have six children together. He has a history of ETOH and smoking in the past period. Review of system, he's had decreased weight, decreased appetite, left-sided neglect, difficulty with ambulation. Status post-rehab stay. Dysphagia, takes him forever to eat, his ex-wife says, because of his recent history of stroke and chronic aspiration. He's very thin, he's lost over 40 pounds, he had a feeding tube at one time, now he's being fed through his mouth. The family did not want a feeding tube to continue. Family history, mom is alive but had a stroke recently, dad died of prostate cancer, allergy none. Under review of system, patient has severe muscle spasm, pain issues at night. His ex-wife needs, he needs medication. She's not sure if he didn't have a seizure the other night, where his son told him to take him to the emergency room, but then he was discharged home. Patient's medication list at this time includes Well, I just leave the medication list. Assessment. Let's see, his date of birth, first of all, is /1/1/1960. So assessment, 65-year-old gentleman with recent history of massive stroke, midline shift, status post craniotomy, decompression on the right hemi, craniotomy for decompression, right-sided decompression operation, period, suffers from diabetes, high blood pressure is controlled at this time. Oh, first of all, let's do the, before we do that, let's do an exam. Blood pressure is 130 over 70, pulse is 90, respiration is 18 and febrile, heart positive, one positive, two lungs, bronchial routes, very wet lung sounds, abdomen soft, dense left-sided hemiparesis, lower extremities, severe muscle wasting, upper extremities, severe muscle wasting, temporal wasting noted, the status post right-sided craniotomy with bone removal. And then come to assessment. Number one, 65-year-old gentleman with massive middle cerebral artery stroke, status post right-sided craniotomy for decompression procedure, with history of diabetes, blood sugars are controlled. Since patient is not eating very much, patient also has severe dysphagia. If dysphagia along with spasticity, complains of pain, especially at nighttime, his ex-wife is quite concerned about that. He also has cognitive issues, behavioral issues, blood sugars are once again controlled. He has a dysarthric speech, severe malnutrition, visual deficits, headache, and recent pneumonia because of aspiration, which most likely will be the cause of death in this gentleman, period. He also has chronic systolic heart failure, leukocytosis, coronary artery disease. He did have cardiac evaluation during the hospitalization, history of hypertension, dyslipidemia, bowel and bladder, neurogenic bowel and bladder dysfunction, gait abnormality. He has a walker in place, but he's not able to use. Cognitive deficit, intracranial edema, left hemiplegia, and right middle cerebral artery stroke. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for this gentleman. Blood pressure appears to be controlled. We'll keep an eye on his blood sugar. His appetite is diminished. He's eating is very little. He's eating very little at this time. Overall prognosis remains poor. The family at one time had high hopes for physical therapy and occupational therapy to be able to help Mr. Wingate to regain some of his function, but they don't feel like that's the case at this time. The patient, of course, is ADL-dependent, total bowel and bladder incontinent, history of leukocytosis with reactive, most likely reactive leukocytosis with no change in in her in his white count count white cell count. Weight loss appears to be unavoidable, along with appetite and decreased and chronic aspiration. Rehab potential minimal. Patient's visual deficit and motor deficits are most likely permanent. Patient is most likely has less than 6 months to live, given his advanced severe stroke with positive findings that was delineated above. Thank you.